Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lightning strikes the light. It goes off like a gun, brighter than the sun.
Hey, we're on the air. And so it's time to start the show.
Today's show is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Remember when you could go out drinking on a Thursday and still make it to work on Friday?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm super, thanks for asking.
What's today?
Today is Thursday.
Thursday.
Time for my favorite show.
Our motto is, if the job's worth doing, it's worth doing adequately.
I hope I didn't say that out loud just now.
You should choose your words more carefully.
What is the fun in that?
Okay, how about this?
How you doing?
Not really well.
Good morning and welcome to the show. You know, I thought it was a bad omen, and I, the first time I heard it, and then the second time I was like, well, that's not good. Two different people, like within the last 5 minutes, have told me, have a great show. That never happens.
Break a leg.
Yeah.
And see, I knew I had a weird feeling because it sounded weird. I don't hear that often.
Yeah.
Not that I, and people that work in the building that also have shows to do, I told them to do the same. So I put the bet. It's kind of like when you go into the casino, you try to make it through the security before they can say, good luck.
Oh, is that a thing?
Oh, I don't like it. Don't say anything to me.
Really?
I'll say hello to you.
Well, maybe the response here in the building with people who are doing other shows is, hey, pay attention to your show.
But yeah, I don't like the good luck. They have a good show. And then we started off with a big clunk. But welcome to Thursday. We're closer to Friday. Yeah. And that's good news, right?
Yeah.
And it's lovely. It's a little chilly outside.
Nice night last night. I wish I'd spent a little more time outside and enjoyed it, but I was kind of
tired.
Worn out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've been triple duty.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah. I feel like I've worked like 8 days this week.
Are you tripling today?
No. Just Y98.
Oh, thank goodness. You take a breath,
tell
Lance.
Me, man. Well, I'm going to get some of those cupcakes that are left over in the kitchen. And
I'm going to give you a virtual high five.
Don't have a good show. Yeah. And I mean that with all the love in the world.
So this morning I stopped by my gas station because I had to get gas. And I've been protesting this gas station for about 3 months. It's the closest and most convenient to me. There's a woman that works there that really bothers me. And she wouldn't sell me something, I think beer one day, because I didn't have my license with me.
And then that set the tone.
And she's known me. I'm one of their most valuable customers. I'm in there all the time. So she knows who I am. And that aggravated me. Because I know, I get they have rules, but it bothered me. So anyway, there's somebody that works there overnights that I love. And so I'll go in overnights because she's pretty great. Man, they have a wide variety of things they sell at this gas station. It's like, what do you need? We've got it. Except for greeting cards. I still believe gas stations need to sell greeting cards.
You know what? The one in Grafton does.
That's a smart idea.
We don't have any near us that sell them.
Now, it's so funny because the greeting cards in the one that where I go, they're like from 1976.
I don't care.
It's like, what happened?
Because
it's like, we still got to sell these.
If you're putting a gift card or scratchers in, who cares?
Right.
Yeah.
Have greeting cards available at all gas stations instead of, whose idea was this? The purchasing person on this will be great. And I almost bought one, so I guess it will be great, because I almost bought one as a joke for Tim or Jen. They had Star Spangled Banner, red, white, and blue flag cowboy hats. One that the colors were real bright, and the other it looked dirty. And I liked the dirty one. The dirty one. So they had that, and then at the counter, the Sports Illustrated commemorative blues.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a little bit of everything at my gas station. But I haven't been in so long, I didn't realize all the different things that you can buy now at that gas station. Okay, so today on the show, we've got, what do we have?
We got baseball, the big thing at 7:50.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing we have. So Albert comes back in town tomorrow. His first appearance at Busch Stadium since he left after the 2011 World Series. And there's a shirt. Have you seen the shirt that somebody's selling?
Uh-uh.
About, like, if you love them, let them go.
Oh, boy. Sounds like my
right.
First
wife. It really, I did not like it
How
at all.
How about if you love us, you should have stayed?
If you love them, take less money. but I think it's still going to be a neat thing. It was great for the Cardinals when he was here. We don't need to cry about it like if you love them, let them go.
And
that's,
I believe,
dumb.
His charity still does things in St. Louis.
Listen,
as well.
He's a
really good guy.
Yes. I mean, and what he did for our team for the years he was here,
right,
was he was... So, how lucky are we that we got to see him?
We are.
And, you know, during those years.
The other side of the coin is, I mean, you know, what have the Angels done since he signed there? And he's been, after he signed, this little guy came along named Mike Trout, who's kind of eclipsed him anyway.
Yeah. So it'll be cool. The series is sold out. Of course, you can buy tickets on the secondary market, but you're going to pay a lot. But we have a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's game. And we decided, you know, caller 98. Yeah, that's, you know, we're at Y98. And that's a high number, but what else can we do? How about caller 445? And that represents the homers that Albert Pujols had when he was with the Cardinals.
Why we have meetings four times a day to think of this stuff.
Yep.
I just came up with it and then brought it to the meeting, Lance.
Okay.
But we do have meetings four
But then
times
somebody
a
tried
day.
To change my mind on it, like, tried to get us to do caller 98. I'm like, no. Like, let's just have a little fun.
You stood by your guns.
I know. I wasn't really even that strong for it, but but I stayed with it. So, yeah. So, 445, and we'll open up the phone lines at 7:50. We'll take shifts in answering the phone lines, and someone is going to be caller 445, and they're going to get tickets to Friday night's game. So, we have that. We also have our last day of tickets for to see Train and Goo Goo Dolls when they come to town Saturday night at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And one person out of all the winners that we've had all week long, not only on our show, but on Jill's show and on Paul Cook's show, somebody's going to get meet and greet passes to meet the band or meet Pat and get a bottle of his Drops of Jupiter wine. We've got Who on the Show with our friend Paige at around 8:25. Find out what the topic is today and what our fellow coworkers think of us. And Foodstuffs, of course, Entertainment Schmig. We'll talk about the NHL awards. I watched a little bit of them last night, which, you know, we, of course, won an award or two. But Watch What Happens Live last night. Andy Cohen, three of the Blues players were there. They're everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, they were the bartenders last night, and there was a funny bit they did, and Jen will cover that in Schmig. They did it. They did a little game called Tonsil Hockey, and you'll find out some funny information about one Pat Maroon.
Yeah.
So that's coming in Schmig. Your weather today, like Lance and I were saying, it's nice out right now. I opened my windows before I left. I'm sure it's going to get warmer, but enjoy it while you can. Partly sunny today with a high of 83, and then sunny, breezy tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast, possibly severe at times with a high of 90. And right now at 67, here's Lance with the first look at your traffic. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. Welcome to a Thursday. It's a lovely morning. If you get a chance to hang out outside, do it. Welcome back to our friend Tim Convey out yesterday.
Hi, guys.
Thing you didn't know was like maybe one of the best.
People were talking about it. What was so great about it?
It was just good.
Really?
I don't know why.
Any gems you remember from yesterday? Kevin, anything stick with you?
No.
must have been good. Must have been real good.
Now, you guys loved the Siri thing.
Oh, yeah. That was interesting.
And you loved the first song on MTV to be played, the video to be played twice.
Wait, didn't I just do that? I read it. Maybe I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't do it. you didn't do it. Uh-uh. And it was, we had a nice conversation about
the
it.
Who. That's mm-hmm. right.
You yep. better, you better, you mm-hmm. bet. Mm. I'll be happy to have you back doing it because it just takes some stuff off my plate. I'm bogged down with everything.
Sure, you got a lot on yours. I get it.
Two things today that bothered me that I read. One I read at home when I was prepping at home, and one I read here. The first, and I don't want to bring you down, but I think I need to open your eyes with about things sometimes because I have to see it, so I'm going to share it with you. And I never thought about it. They're talking about, you know, we're trying to be more friendly when it comes to the environment. So, like, somebody will bring something up like, wow, I didn't even think about that. And you're like, God, how do I not think about that? I have not used straws in about a year.
Oh, my God, you sound like my kids.
On purpose. No, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, like, but it's like something small.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't love a straw
under any
anyway.
Circumstances?
No.
In the drive-thru?
No.
Really?
Well, I mean, if they put, I don't really get drinks in the drive-thru.
Got it.
To be honest.
But I don't know what the replacement is. That's
I don't
the,
need a.
That's I, the thing. And but, maybe that's the replacement. They just unfortunately go away. And I say that unfortunately for those who are in the straw industry.
Oh my God.
Okay. So anyway, it's not a big thing. I mean, and I don't judge anybody that uses them. I just don't love, I don't need it.
You weren't a straw person anyway.
No, I wasn't. Okay. So when I realized that, I was like, oh, well, that's one little thing I can do. Then I read the story about balloons. You know, we often release balloons in honor of things.
Yes.
Well, those balloons are
they go somewhere
litter that ends up
in oh
and the strings that end up in the trees
oh,
and the,
yeah
so that bothered me
I in all memorial balloon releases I've been a part of they're very clear that they're going to heaven so I don't see
the thought is there and it's like a beautiful tribute and I understand it because you know usually you're mourning someone and you're
yeah
this
yeah,
is
right.
But what, I mean, what else can be done? And it's something I didn't think about.
Hmm.
Okay. No,
somebody needs to get on biodegradable balloons.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
That can't be possible.
Okay. So then that bothered me. And then I read this morning. Am I bringing you down? I hate to bring people down,
no,
but
I'm taking it.
It's, no, you're enlightening us.
Okay. There was a new study that they did that they found that there is not a single place in this entire country where someone that is earning a minimum wage can afford to rent a two-bedroom apartment.
Nowhere?
Nowhere.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. I mean, it is minimum wage, which means one bedroom.
But apartment costs now are crazy, I think. Don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Like, I had a pretty awesome place 23 years ago in Clayton for $600 a month.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what...
Oh, wow. Well, but that's not... I mean...
I don't think
you can still get decent places for less than that.
Yeah, but I mean...
The prices are high.
If I remember correctly, I think my first apartment was $285 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the 60s?
We're also...
No, that was in the 80s. That was in the 80s. But of course, when I started, minimum wage was $220 an hour, so...
Man. No, we're extremely lucky here versus other places with the rent and stuff.
Yeah.
I understand...
But it's sad.
I would have thought that there were places, but that's not shocking to me.
It's not shocking.
But think about I mean, I don't know, two bedroom place for one income, one minimum wage income.
Yeah, one. If you have more than one person,
then you can.
And you don't need a two bedroom if it's one person, maybe.
Right.
Living and only working.
Right.
But I think of like single parents.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one income coming in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have anything else to say. I just wanted to bring it up. I'm sorry.
No.
The laughs will come later. Hopefully.
Anything
have a
else?
Good show.
I think that good show thing is still sticking. The balloon thing, though, interesting, right?
Right.
Like, did you think about
no.
it?
No.
I never really thought about it.
It's like throwing away gum.
Huh?
Yeah, you're not supposed to throw away gum because apparently certain animals eat it. It does something to the
digestive system. Oh, yeah, dogs are not
system.
Supposed to have gum.
Yeah, birds apparently
no kidding.
Can explode if they eat gum.
Who's giving their dogs gum? And
you're not
bird,
giving your dogs gum, but they might get it if you like leave it somewhere.
I do. I was just told a couple nights ago about a friend of mine who gave a dog half of a Benadryl, so the dog was
Well, Benadryl is totally fine to
is
give
it?
To dogs. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
but
it
not
is.
Chewy Benadryl.
No.
All right.
Apparently not.
Not the razzle type that turns into
a razzle.
Here is Lance with your traffic.
They got me thinking about razzles. That's going to be in my mind all day.
Say You Won't Let Go on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. And later today, we've got your chance to win Cardinals tickets for Albert Pujols' first game tomorrow night. His first time back since the 2011 World Series. His first time in Busch Stadium. I'm going. You should too. So keep listening. We got that coming up.
7:50.
At 7:50.
7:50. Caller number.
Caller number 18 will be
there.
Oh, no. Caller. Oh, well, I wasn't here yesterday. Everybody.
Yeah, but we had the meeting about it. You knew what was happening.
We're looking for caller number. What is it?
445.
445. I wasn't here when that got. It was just an idea floating in the ether when I was here.
Yes. Caller 445, 750 is when we're open the phone lines. Everybody will take a different chance on answering the phones because it's going to take a while. I don't think they're going to go right away. But that series is sold out this weekend.
Caller 445.
All right. So yesterday we talked a little bit about weddings. And you weren't here, but I wanted you to be here, so I saved something. We were talking about regrets, things that people told you, don't spend too much on this, or make sure you spend plenty on this, mm-hmm. and the regrets after people got married that they wish they would have changed. And we had tons of texts about it. Have lots of regrets, and not just about the spouse they picked, about different things. Lance's regret was... they missed the whole cocktail hour because nobody came and got them out of the limo.
They left us in the limo.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know how you regret that. I think you regret not finding somebody to make sure you were out of the limo, maybe?
Yeah.
For the cocktail hour?
Who do you blame? Whose job should that have been?
I'm not going to throw them under the bus.
I say throw them under the bus.
Yeah. Well, tell me who that person
is. What is their name rhyme
You don't have
with?
To say their name. It wasn't a wedding planner, I assume.
No. Well,
maybe there were some blurred lines
here. You don't have to, Lance. I'm not going to make you do that. But I found this to be crazy. And since I'm the only female here and I have three men, you are the people that they're talking about in this story. They say men spend more time imagining their future wedding than women.
I've heard that before. And
really?
Yes. Okay, so here are the things that you think about. Your suit, like what kind of tuxedo you're going to wear.
Okay. Yeah.
Which I think would change over the years. If you start thinking about it young and then throughout your life until you get married.
Right.
That's going to change.
Because I couldn't pull off the astronaut suit that I dreamed about when I was six.
I remember even last time around, I told Libby, and she said, if you do this, I will not show up. I wanted a tuxedo made out of, I don't know what this stuff is called. I used to call it Prisma. You know, it's like kind of silvery, but...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It changes colors.
It changes color. I said, I want an entire tuxedo of that.
I would call it like satin, right?
It's not really satin. I'm not sure what that... material is
space age
fabric. it's kind of like, you know, it changes colors because it's like the prism effect of the different colors. I'll have to look it up, but she said if you get that, I'm not showing up.
I dig it.
All right, also you think about food and drinks. Ever crossed your mind?
No.
Ever?
No.
No.
No. I don't.
I don't even think about this
stuff. I mean, if you're at somebody else's wedding, you think, oh, this would have been cool, or they should have done this, or if I'm ever, whatever, maybe I'll do
maybe
X,
your
y,
wedding
and Z.
Party, which also changes through the years.
Yeah, right. That I think about, for sure.
Who you're going to invite.
I mean,
and that changes because maybe you were, like, when you're 21, I'm having a huge blowout. Then when you're 30, And when you're 35 or 40, maybe it's not as important anymore.
Yeah, or you're just like, I just hope it happens.
I just hope I can find people that will want to come to my wedding.
Or someone to marry me.
And they spend more time thinking about all those things than they do the woman.
What? This is not a real thing.
No one thinks
that men actually spend more time thinking about it than women, right?
I don't think so.
Well, where's this study coming from?
I don't know. Mixbook. I don't know what that is.
It's not a real thing.
I don't know. Okay, and then it says that They also think the food is really important to a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, but no one as a kid is thinking about it. Once you're in gear, once you meet somebody, I mean, are they saying that once you're engaged that the guy is actually thinking about it more? Because maybe that's possible.
Location as well.
No.
You don't think about location because aren't you like, let's find out the prices.
Yeah, well, you know.
Like Lance's wedding wasn't in a place I'd ever been to a wedding before.
Yeah, City Cottage.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was great.
Place. Yeah.
It was a great venue for it.
Yeah, and did it on a Friday. Saves some money.
There you go. There's a tip. Lance could do a whole segment about here's how we save money.
Yeah, you should write a book.
Well, it would be a pamphlet, probably.
A pamphlet.
He knew the music was important. Yes. Things like that.
Lance gets it.
You know,
some people that don't get the music right, it changes the whole
wedding. You'll ruin a wedding.
That's true.
I have a friend who... his parents got married, whatever it was, 50, 60 years ago or something, and they recorded it. There was a band playing and all this, and they recorded the audio from the entire thing, and this guy happens to be an audio engineer.
That's kind of cool.
So at his wedding, they literally just played what was the soundtrack from his parents' wedding. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
Did it sound good?
Yeah, it worked.
It did?
Yeah.
Was it something he had to clean up the audio on? You know, because
yeah, he had to do... it was reel to reel. Right. And he did a lot of stuff with it, and that's what they did.
That's a neat touch.
That may have just been, like, during dinner. I don't know if they danced to whatever.
But that's very meaningful for everyone.
Right? Yeah. Everybody wins.
There's an idea if you have an audio engineer in your family that can do that.
Or maybe Tim's friend is for hire.
Or you can just play his parents' thing at your wedding.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show playing today's best music mix and hanging out with you for a Cardinals Day game. We will do that July 17th. You can buy your tickets for Courtney and Company's Day Off at the Ballpark at Y98.com. And you can win tickets to tomorrow night's sold-out Cardinals-Angels game, where Albert Pujols makes his first return to Busch Stadium since winning the 2011 World Series. We will take caller 445. That's not a joke. At 7:50 this morning.
Yesterday, Tim was out.
Yeah, I got a colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was...
we didn't mention it because of the HIPAA.
Yeah. Oh, right. Got it.
And I have a bad hip. But no, we didn't mention why you were out, though.
I asked for video, because, you know, I posted a video of my...
not of your colonoscopy. After.
Right.
Afterwards. Hey, how was the show today? And I go, oh, actually, I got a colonoscopy. And they're like, on air? Like,
no. I think in the day, Guy Phillips got a vasectomy on air.
Yikes. Oh. Yep.
Yeah, I don't think that would have played too well.
No,
there's signs everywhere. Thank God there's signs everywhere that say you can't take pictures or video.
Oh, really?
People are doing that all the time.
Oh. Like during it?
No. Like when you're in the recovery booth.
I did it, and I don't think anybody stopped me.
Well, I would not have.
I went to Colonoscopies R Us. Because
you're on that Twilight, right?
Pardon me?
Is it called Twilight?
What it is.
No, but I was on propofol.
I assume it's that. They knock you out. You count down.
What's this, like, Twilight 10, I've heard
9,
about?
8, boom, you're out.
Well, the Twilight or the propofol, you're not completely out. You're just kind of...
Tim was.
Oh, I was out.
No, you're out, but I mean, you're not... it's because it's such a short procedure, they don't give you some of the anesthesia that they would give you for a longer surgery where you're like out. This is something that they can turn it on and turn
it
off.
I must have a bigger colon than you because I was out for 6 hours.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh.
Okay, so go ahead.
It was really short. So I hate those videos of people like coming to and saying dumb stuff. Like that makes me,
that's like... feels really good. This is not an endorsement for Robocop. It feels really good.
I hate, that's like a nightmare for me. I don't want to be that person. So even as I go down, I'm thinking like, don't say anything stupid. Don't think saying stupid. But when you wake up,
who are you with?
My dad.
Okay, good. Okay.
So when you wake up though, everything feels funny. Like you want to say everything. Like I was just like, oh, I got to write all this down. I got a new half hour to do on stage.
There's no business. Like show business.
Everything is funny. So, I remember saying, like, my dad's there at my side, and they're coming over and telling me stuff, and I remember being like, as I'm coming to, I'm like, did I say anything stupid? And they're like, no, and I point to my dad, and I'm like, did he say anything stupid? And which they got a laugh, and I say a few other things, and then they're reading me the you know, you can't do this today and blah blah, blah. And they're mm-hmm. like, you can't drive, and they say you can't no exercising today, and I say, being serious, oh, I'll have to call my trainer and cancel, and they thought that was the funniest thing they'd ever heard.
That's hurtful, Tim.
Oh. Well, you were on a roll. You were like, it sounds like you were performing for them. It wasn't just like you were saying funny stuff.
I guess. I mean, I don't totally.
Everything good, though?
Totally remember it. Oh, yeah, we're waiting on some things.
Okay. No,
everything was good. They were very.
Because when Jen came back, they said she had a beautiful colon,
right,
I believe.
Yeah.
She's beautiful on the inside and out.
I don't know about out. But Entertainment Schmick is coming up in just a minute. Three of the blues players were the bartenders on Watch What Happens Live last night, and they told stories of past hookups. Hear the best one.
It's true, I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
It's Entertainment Schmick.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents. All right, let's start with the blues. You had Pareko, Sundquist, and Maroon. Sorry, Colton Pareko, Oscar Sundquist.
No, not Oscar Sundquist. Joel Edmondson.
Joel Edmondson. Oh, yeah. Joel Edmondson and Pat Maroon on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, along with Shep from Southern Charm.
Yep.
Which, like, makes it even more amazing. And Adam Devine.
Because he could have given them a run for their money on the drinking at the parade.
Oh, geez. Shep. And they played a game with Andy Cohen called Tonsil Hockey, where they would relay a hookup story, and Andy would have to guess which person was guilty. So this one relates to the blues.
This guy once hooked up with a fellow hockey player's mom when he was a senior in high school. Was it Shep? Adam? Patrick?
What's it?
Colton? Or Joel?
I'm going to say it was St. Louis's own Pat Maroon.
Yeah.
Yes! You hooked up with a teammate's mom?
Sorry.
That's all he can say is sorry. Sorry, I had Sundquist on the brain because, man, if you were at Arch Apparel yesterday, how lucky were you? Oscar Sundquist was in the store on Hanley Road picking up a bunch of Arch Apparel t-shirts before he goes back to Sweden.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's really awesome when it comes to, like, you know, there's all the officially licensed NHL Stanley Cup stuff, but he likes the local company. He probably bought a bunch of Play Gloria shirts to bring back to all his family in Sweden.
They gave him 5% off from what I
heard. Oh, that's sweet. Sweet. This is really happening. The head of the UFC, Dana White, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, he said Tom Cruise really wants to fight Justin Bieber.
Way.
I love it.
Now you know Justin's a little scared.
That's hilarious.
Like, what the actual...
Since this came out, my dad and I argue about this every single day. He keeps bringing it up.
Team Cruise?
He's Team Cruise and doesn't want to hear anything else. And I still say Bieber.
No, I think your dad's right.
Crazy always wins.
Yeah, and I think...
Bieber's crazy. Why don't people understand that?
But Tom Cruise is in impeccable shape. He's always been in great shape.
Oh, Bieber's not? Have you seen him?
I know Bieber's in great shape.
In his Calvin Klein?
But he's not in fighting shape.
Let's not bring this fight to the airwaves, everyone. Right. We'll do it off the air.
Okay.
We don't want to turn into The View.
Oh, speaking of which, let's talk about that. Meghan McCain and Joy Behar got into it.
Again.
Meghan called Joy the B word on air. So they're going back and forth about the presidential campaign. And, you know, Meghan's not a Trump supporter because he came after her dad, the late John McCain. But they were going back and forth. And Joy kept cutting Meghan off. Whoopi tried to break it up. It got ugly.
I just said it was hard for me to watch Lindsey Graham, who I considered an uncle for a long time.
Yeah, but then you're talking about the Trump supporters.
I'm trying to explain why 2020 is not in the bag for you.
Okay, guys. Okay. I just need everybody to take a beat.
But being just, a sacrificial Republican every day, I'm just trying
Here's the thing.
Don't feel bad for me. I'm paid to do this. Don't feel bad for me.
Before he headed to Florida. Hold on.
Let me call each other all the time. We'll be right back.
Whoopi just breaks for commercials.
Man, did you guys talk yesterday about the Whoopi, the other Whoopi controversy with that Bella Thorne?
No, because I don't think Bella Thorne is that big of a star.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
She's trying.
It was interesting. Everybody turned it back on Whoopi and whatever.
Because she had naked pictures leak.
And then Whoopi said, hey, if you're famous, you shouldn't be doing that. And then Bella was like, Whoopi's comments are disgusting. Yeah. And it was just a little...
Oh, Lord. Avengers Endgame. Get excited. I think they're trying to beat Avatar's box office record. I think they're also trying to tie into Spider-Man Far From Home, which comes out on July 2nd. But they're releasing the movie in theaters with new footage. Coming back to theaters next weekend, you're going to have stuff at the end of the movie. Oh, my God. Just buy a ticket and show up 3 hours later. After the credits, there will be a deleted scene, a little tribute, and a few surprises. But this is the more interesting thing.
Hey, you know what? Hey, surprises. All right. Tribute. Okay.
No coincidence. Avatar has a box office global record, $2.788 billion. Endgame has $2.743 billion. They're just trying to become the number one movie of all time. And maybe the best thing ever. A one-sided text exchange between Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Schumer. Just a little... Heads up if you watch Handmaid's Tale, spoiler alert, but this is the first couple of seasons. Jennifer Lawrence is texting Amy Schumer and she says, you up? I have questions about Handmaid's Tale. Autocorrect. It's an emergency. Next text. Amy, what did she do on season one to deserve being in the gallows on season two? Next text. I can't remember where I left off. Are you asleep because of the baby? Are you asleep before 11? Is this because of the baby? Don't make me resent the baby. It's like five back-to-back texts where she's like, this is an emergency.
Yeah, there's a thing called Google where you can look up like info of previous seasons.
And
it's on J-Law.
It sounds like if she's watching season two, she probably just watched season.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. A reminder, not only do we have your train tickets this morning, but we also have your Cardinals tickets for Albert Pujols' return to Busch Stadium this weekend. You'll get tickets for Friday night's game, and that series is sold out. Yeah, they're available. Tickets are available on the secondary markets, but you're going to pay way more, and we have a free pair for you. All you have to do, it's really simple, be caller 445. You feeling lucky? That represents the number of homers Albert hit when he was a St. Louis Cardinal. We will open up the phone lines at around 7:50 this morning, so be listening then and maybe win those tickets. We also have train tickets to give away today, too. It's your last day to win those on the show.
I like the idea of train tickets like it's a train ticket. Train the band.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Like, every time we say it, I'm like, where's the train going?
Train and Goo Goo Dolls ticket.
Train to the Cardinals
game. Saturday night's game. Okay, I just read the story. We're going to talk about the Pam Hupp story.
Yes.
A little later. The worst human that's ever been born. The most evil, disgusting human being.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, because a bunch of stuff went down. And Channel 2, let me tell you, I don't know. I would like to talk to the guy that was originally convicted of the original crime.
Yes.
And see what he thinks about Channel 2. Because I think Channel 2 is a reason a lot of the evidence was brought to light. They kept digging into the story.
And then it became a huge Dateline thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like NBC News yesterday reported on the latest details with Pam Hupp because there were multiple Dateline episodes about her.
There's so many stories about her.
And I don't know much about it, so you guys are going to have to...
Oh, yeah. That's a worth a Dateline watch.
Okay.
Find that the different episodes they have because she's just that person that's in every like interrogation, just an awful person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, how dare you? She's evil. So anyway, then I just read this St. Louis crime story. There's a woman that was arrested, I guess somewhere in the St. Louis area, and she got released, okay? On June 5th, she was released.
Okay, a Wednesday.
And she was told, she was told to ride the elevator to the first floor, turn right. What are you laughing at? Do you know where this is going?
Yeah, I think I saw this story. This happened where our way, way back, where in the footprint of where this radio station used to be once upon a time.
In Clayton, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so to get off the elevator on the first floor, turn right.
And exit the building. So instead, and I don't know what she was arrested for. I don't have any of that information. Instead, she rode it to the fifth floor instead of the first floor at 8:17 in the morning on June 5th. And then opened a fire exit door. It locked behind her, leaving her no way to get out of the jail. All the floor entry doors, as well as the ground floor exit door, were locked. And worse, the fire exit door's alarm had been disabled because of maintenance in the building.
Oh, no.
So no one knew she was in there. She made noise. She moved around between floors. Staff heard some noise. But they couldn't locate the source of the noise, and they never checked the fire stairs.
For how long?
It wasn't until someone saw her looking through the window of a door that she was found at 6:32 p.m. on June 7th.
Two and a half days later. Oh, my gosh. She's lucky she wasn't passed out because of dehydration.
Yeah, she refused medical attention. She just said she wants to go home. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'm in jail for two extra days.
Oh, geez.
The corrections commissioner said that procedures have been updated and people will now have an escort as they leave the public side of the jail. That would happen to me. I'm directionless. I really am.
Oh, me too.
Like, you tell me to go downstairs, take a right and left. I've already forgotten it when I walk away from you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the same.
I don't even listen to you.
And sometimes people, you know, multiple people press floors. So sometimes you're not paying attention and the door's open and you're like, oh, okay, time to get out. And you just get out with everyone
else. Do.
Next
totally
thing you
do.
Know, you're back in jail.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. I think more St. Louisans watched the NHL Awards, well, for the first time.
Yeah, right.
A lot of them.
We didn't have we don't have that channel, so I didn't get to watch it.
What? You have NBC, you have NBCSN.
Oh, it was on there?
It sure was.
Oh, darn it.
Yep.
Somebody told us that it was only on the NHL Network and some other one that we don't have.
Yeah, NBCSN.
Well, shoot.
NBCSN. It was on last night. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched pieces of it. You did too, Tim.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
Yeah. Your boyfriend was there, Jen.
Don't start. Okay? People keep tagging.
I'm talking about Barry Trotz, who won Coach of the Year.
No. People keep posting their pictures of John Hamm and, like, not trolling me, but they're like, everyone feels bad, but at the same time, they're like, but Jen, this will make you feel better. Check out the up-close picture I got of John Hamm. I'm like, oh, God, every day. It's just everybody saw him except for me.
Is he our, like, new Bluey the Blue?
I know.
But he actually did. They put him to work. At the very end of the show, they congratulate the Stanley Cup winner. And the only players that were left there were the only ones that were nominated. So it was Binnington was there because he was up for, was it the Calder?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Ryan O'Reilly was still there because he was up for the Selke Award, which is defensive forward. And
Berube.
Berube was there because he was up for Coach of the Year.
Sanford, I believe, puking backstage.
Oh, no.
And just to let everyone know, because you don't want to sound like stupid on message boards, because like yelling that so-and-so didn't win. All the voting happens before the playoffs.
Right.
Except for, I think, the general manager of the year.
Hmm.
But you could still make a case for Berube taking that, even at the end of the year, taking
that.
Yeah. Right.
It's insane he didn't win.
He didn't win. Bennington didn't win, but Ryan O'Reilly won. And here's a little piece of his speech.
Congratulations on Patricia and Mark, two guys. I admire so much the way you guys play. I hate playing against you, but love to watch you guys. You guys are incredible players. Gosh, this week has been a lot. There's been a lot of things going on. Sorry, my voice isn't where it should be. But I'm going to start. I can't thank enough Doug Armstrong, the St. Louis Blues, for bringing me to be a part of this whole thing. Chief as well, the coaching staff has been outstanding. This award is so much about the people that you surround yourself with, the players that I got a chance to play with, Vladdy, Schenner, Braun, Maroon, Sanford, guys, throughout the whole year just, making me look good. I can't thank you guys enough. Defense, another guy too that didn't get the credit tonight, but is, the heart and soul of what we did and kept the puck out of the net, and that's Jordan Binnington. Amazing. What else? My family, my parents, mom and dad, I would not be here and have lived my dream this past year if not for you guys. My wife, Dana, I love you so much for what you do with our son, Jameson. That's the toughest job in the world. I can't thank you enough. Adam Oates, who I got a chance to work with this year, really helped elevate my game. So many people, my agents, Pat Morris, Newport family, just thank you for everything you do. Thank you so much. So this is a true honor. Thank you so much. It's been a heck of a week. Thank you.
Man, he wins all the points. Thanks his wife, tells her she has the hardest job. Thanks his parents, thanks the whole team, says it's Bennington deserves an award. Man.
A lot of them still have their beards.
Yeah.
Like Thornton and his is.
Yeah, those guys looked a little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not have the St. Louis stuff?
Yeah, where was the St. Louis thing in there?
I don't know.
He did talk about the fans of St. Louis.
Yeah, it was he gave a whole big St. Louis. It was really, really cool.
It was really great.
That's weird.
But I'm glad we got his agent in there.
Way to go, Kevin, for getting all of the audio
run. Let's get that clip of him thinking Adam Oates again. Can we get that in?
Yeah, Adam Oates is kind of cool.
It was cool. He gave like a big, it was a 30-second, like, so incredible. They stuck with us all season.
Talked about the parade.
Was one of the greatest. Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, guys. It's so funny. Craig was like, they take St. Louis. I'm like, I didn't hear it either.
Okay, well.
So, my apologies.
No, well, in Ryan O'Reilly's defense, he went big for St. Louis. It was a really cool
really
speech. Maybe we'll find it sometime this week.
Well, you know what the thing is? Whoever put that together on a website cut that out.
Yeah.
But kept the agent in. That's bizarre.
I think it was separate. If I'm not wrong, maybe that was for when he won his award.
And the
St. Louis stuff was when he spoke at the
Post. I think you're right.
Okay.
And then,
then I did do my job. Redemption.
Poor Kevin.
Sort of.
Okay, and then, so Ben Ruby. But Ruby did not win also.
Right.
But they did have a funny piece, because some of the comedy bits,
were lacking.
There's a lot of show to fill.
Yeah.
You're just trying to have fun. But they did this one good burger bit that was really bad burger. It was not good. It was not good. And they tried to hand out burgers to everyone in the crowd, and nobody took one.
Oh, my God. They were trying to copy Jimmy Kimmel when his mom made everybody peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at the Oscars.
But I think also, because isn't there going to be a good burger, too?
I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so anyway, throughout the show, they had this fake old hockey player that's now a great broadcaster, and his name is Tony Babcock.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'd have players up there with him interviewing, and it was Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley.
Uh-huh.
And here's a piece with Tony Babcock and Sidney Crosby.
Tony Babcock here with Sid the Kid, Cros the Boss, Sidney the Kidney. And knowing him, he won't think twice about giving you his extra. Like always, this penguin is dressed in his black and whites because tonight he's once again courting the fair maiden known as the Hart Trophy. How does it feel to be going for the hat trick?
Just happy to be here.
Oh, there it is, the Crosby shine. The dapper Daniel whose mama taught him manners over mischief. He puts the Canada in Canadian. He's a saint. If he's not making magic in front of the blue line, he's reading poetry to cats at the local animal shelter or feeding old-timers pudding right from his bare hands. Say, how do you manage all that and still be first on, last off the ice?
I've never done any of that.
Okay. Yet. But with a smile that wide, hidden behind two of the juiciest lips in the NHL, it's only a matter of time. You see, the Hart Trophy... You see, the Hart Trophy isn't about what the team does for the player. It's what the player does for the team. And Sidney Crosby is there every game, waiting outside the shower, patting you on the butt just hard enough. Just hard enough to let you know he still believes in you. Hey, thanks for that one, by the way.
Not here, man.
Okay. Yep, not here. Got it.
I love his fake hockey card for Tony Babcock. He's a broadcaster for the Surrey Thunder. And he spent over 7 months as a peewee equipment coach.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Before he started his broadcasting career.
I felt like I was actually listening to Hockey Night in Canada. It was that good. All right. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Sun today and a high of 83, just like yesterday, except we called for rain all day. Please, like we've... Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show, 7:50. We are not that far away. I can't do the math because I'm still tired from the blues. But at 7:50 this morning, 25 minutes from now, we are going to come on the air and ask for caller 445. That is the number of home runs Albert Pujols hit while he was a St. Louis Cardinal. And the reason we're asking for that number is for sold-out tickets to tomorrow night Cards-Angels game, the first time Albert Pujols will be in Busch Stadium since winning the 2011 World Series with the Cardinals. So be listening for your chance to win.
We want to thank Bomarito Automotive, and we also want to thank Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Yes.
Yeah.
They had us out yesterday for a Can Kevin. That video will be up tomorrow morning, hopefully by the time our show starts, because it was just a great day at the track.
It was so much fun. And Jordan Anderson, number three, that you'll see this weekend in his truck, just was phenomenal. And what an amazing driver. I did get sick, but I did not physically show
it. You should have seen his face.
Oh, my gosh.
He did not. We gave him a plastic bag to take along in the car. And we have a GoPro in the car. Mm-hmm. We have him before talking to Jordan Anderson. And it wasn't even, it's a car you can buy at Bomarito right now.
Yeah.
But they souped it up?
No.
What?
It's
a regular Chevy Camaro.
It's a Camaro.
Whoa, it just goes that fast?
It goes fast, but it's like, you can't explain it.
No.
When he was coming around the corner, it looked like he was going to hit the wall.
Oh, God.
It's amazing to sit in
then
that.
Then there was a Porsche there, too, that the owner of the track had.
Curtis Francois.
They kept trying to get me in this thing. I'm like, no, I don't want to do this.
But it's incredible because, you know, you think, okay, you're just in one vehicle and you're almost hitting the wall. Imagine driving that thing with other cars around you.
Yeah, it's amazing that there aren't more crashes.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to see a little sneak preview of our Can Kevin, you can go to our Instagram story at Courtney and Co. Y98. We have a few pictures and video that were taken at the raceway. And there's one of Kevin like zooming by. It's like, oh.
His face afterwards. And then the guy's in his full racing outfit. And Kevin has his racing cargo shorts on.
And a child-sized helmet because they had to go find one.
Oh, yeah. It took him a while to find a helmet for him.
Lord.
They brought two out, one for me, two. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm here to produce the segment and help you.
How many times do you have to say it?
Listen, I did all this stuff back in the day. And Kevin's like, I'm 47. I've done this.
Kevin has to do all the stuff you did at 21.
Right. Yeah. Well, Kevin, here's Kevin's problem. We tried to change the intern thing. He wanted to keep it.
Right.
So that's what you get.
That's payback.
Yeah. But there's a big race there Saturday, and it's a part of a series where they can get a big bonus. It's their truck race, NASCAR truck racing series.
NASCAR 200. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tickets are still available. You can buy them day of the race. But it's great that Curtis Francois that bought the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so great because so many great races are going to be coming through this area now.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the racers and all the different types of cars because I don't know. Love coming to this track in this area because it's such a hotbed for race fans. So Saturday, if you want to get tickets, you can walk in and get tickets.
That's awesome. I told you when I was in Indianapolis visiting my cousin, her boyfriend's a big race fan, and they go to the Indy 500 every year. And he was like going on and on about St. Louis. He's like, "Oh my God, your racetrack is great." And I'm like, "Wow, I don't know a whole lot about racing, but I'm gonna think since you're so into it and you live in Indianapolis, I'm gonna call you an expert,
yeah.
Right?"
Yeah. So it's and then the Bomarito 500 happens in August, and the whole show has an opportunity to do something. They have some kind of go kart track.
They really? Have a go-kart track inside the racetrack.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Will Curtis Francois be there?
Curtis Francois is awesome.
Yeah. I want to work on a script about a guy who like goes into hiding. Like, who knows what happened in his past, but then he changes his name to Curtis Francois and opens up a racetrack. Wouldn't you watch that show?
Only a guy named Curtis Francois can buy a racetrack, in my opinion.
I agree.
And he's also a guy that you don't call him Curtis. You have to call him Curtis Francois.
With me, Tim Convey. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at all the Salt and Smoke locations. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on there. You can watch segments like these happen live and also see all kinds of great pictures that we've got up there right now, including Kevin at the old racetrack yesterday. Worth checking out. Dairy Queen offering some free cones to kick off the first day of summer. But like most of these giveaways, what do you have to do?
Got to buy something?
You got to have the app.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have the app. On Friday, customers with the app will have access to single-use mobile coupon that must be combined with a purchase. So you got to buy something and have the app, but you can get a free cone at Dairy
Queen. I'm still mad at myself. I still have not had their orange sherbet dip cone.
Ooh. I drove by there Monday night and saw the sign. It's like, I got to get me one of those.
I agree. It looks really good on the sign.
I got to try it.
No, I'm being totally serious. Like, they go after it. Speaking of ice cream, today is National Ice Cream Float Day.
Oh, I love a root beer float.
Yeah. I love all kinds of floats.
I don't think I've had a lot of different kinds of floats. It's usually strictly root beer float.
That's the best way to go, but I mean, a Coke float every now and then, good. McDonald's back in the day used to really push the Coke float.
There are a few A&W root beer places left.
Yep.
And they are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did you ever do the A&W hold your can like that? When you were young?
No.
You didn't?
I don't know what you're
remember
talking about.
They used to hold it like a mug.
Yeah.
Look really? It up on YouTube. One of those early commercials starred.
A&W Root Beer's got that frosty mug taste.
John Goodman.
Oh, really?
Doing that mug thing.
We used to walk around doing this all day. It's why my pinkies are so strong.
That's right. No, that's all completely new to me. When you make a float, what do you put in first? The ice cream or the soda?
Ice cream.
Otherwise, it can splash.
You got to put a little soda in, though. It makes it less, I don't know, there's some reason.
It foams up so much.
I forget what the logic is there, but.
Oh, now I want to just, all that's all I want is a beer float.
Delicious. My mom used, or my grandmother used to always make a 7-Up float. And I remember, like, years after she passed, I was 8 when she died, and I was like, gosh, I just remember going over to grandma's house, and she would make us 7-Up floats. And my dad was like, yeah, that's because that was the only thing she knew how to cook. She burned everything. And I was like.
Memories.
Thanks. That was the only memory I had of my grandmother, but thanks for adding that, Dad.
If you have that limited of a repertoire, though,
yeah,
it's a good one.
She had a strong ice cream float game.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to go. This is a new thing out on Amazon. Amazon selling a bracelet that shocks you if you eat too much fast food.
I'm in.
I'm telling you, I've been begging to, you know, have to have my teeth wired shut for some reason.
The headline sounds better than it actually is. You basically have to do it to yourself. Like, you have to just be like, oh, I ate that Whopper.
I'm not going to do that.
Or there's an app where your friends, you can give your friends power to shock you.
Which
seems like an insane, because they're just like in a bad mood at work, and then from, you know, across the city, they ding you. You can use this basically for any, you know, bad habits you're trying to break. It's called Pavlok. That's clever, right? And the guy, this is my favorite. So, first of all, the insurance on this type of thing has got to be outrageous. I mean, yeah, it's not shocking you as much as, say, a taser, you know?
Yes.
But it's still sending an electrical current through
your
body.
I don't like any of those, like, little Yeah, there used to be like a hot damn game with you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember that.
If it would shock you somehow.
It just seems terrible. I mean, one person has a heart attack anywhere near playing this game or does one of these things, and it just seems like a bad idea. But my favorite is the quote from the guy who invented it. He said, I suffered from ADHD and found myself addicted to Facebook. I wrote a blog post where I hired someone to slap me every time I went on Facebook, and my productivity skyrocketed.
Okay, well, maybe it's good for some people. I feel like the long-term side effects of being shocked every day, maybe not great.
Not great at all. Get slapped, guys, the good old-fashioned way.
But you know what? I stress ate a lot during the Blues playoffs. And, like, ate stuff that I haven't had in a long time. And I would have liked to have had someone next to me just zapping me.
Well, now you just get on Amazon. It's that easy.
Okay, how much is it?
200. It's not cheap.
Oh, never mind.
200.
I'm out.
$9.99.
We're in. Stuffs.
Yeah. 240 something. And finally, Chick-fil-A is now the number 3 chain in the U.S.
Believe it.
In sales. So they moved.
In sales.
Wow.
They were in 7th in just 2017, and then they jumped all the way up to 3rd place.
And that is extremely impressive for a chain that is not open on Sundays.
You're absolutely right. They're still doing sales. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess anybody else in the top 10? And Chick-fil-A, a lot of things that they have to kind of overcome to make to be that high, but so the Sunday thing being the biggest. But
sales,
pretty
Panera?
Crazy.
Is Panera up there with sales?
Boston-based Panera Bread is in 10th place.
Oh, yeah.
Still bitter about that. Still really genuinely bitter about that. Well, Panera's website says they started in Boston.
I would imagine.
McDonald's
has
McDonald's
to be.
Is number
3.
One. I just said Chick-fil-A was number 3.
Wendy's.
Wendy's. Numbers. You know my thing with numbers.
Wendy's, Burger King.
Wendy's is 7. Burger King, 6. Taco Bell, 5.
Arby's.
Arby's is not up here.
Subway?
Yeah. Eating Fresh, number 4.
Five Guys,
not on
not
here.
Not enough locations.
Who's number
that?
2?
I will give you Domino's at 9.
Who's number 2?
Little Caesars?
Donuts at 8.
Jack in the Box.
Papa John's.
Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks. Which, that's tricky, because I don't think fast food, I think. So, yes. McDonald's, Starbucks, scone. Chick-fil-A, Subway, Taco Bell, Burger King, Wendy's, Dunkin' Donuts, Domino's, and then our friends at Panera.
Good. I'm hungry for lots of fast food and a root beer float.
Uh-huh. Fast food sales altogether down. Younger people aren't consuming it like we did growing up. So they're hurting.
Or maybe the older people are not eating it as much.
Yeah.
And there's
how do you know? He's got all the demographic breakdowns, Courtney.
I mean, I'm still eating it. I'm helping. I'm doing my part.
You're going to get a float today.
Maybe.
7 minutes away from tickets to see the Cardinals and Angels tomorrow night. Sold out as Albert Pujols makes his return to St. Louis. And my mind, avocado, gun kind of crazy. Just poison but tasty. And people say, run, don't walk away. She's sweet but a psycho.
Caller 98.
Whoa! It's the Courtney and Company morning show. Courtney is answering the phones. We are going to, I can't even hear. Listen while she's, I can't even complete a thought while she's doing this. We're going for caller 445 to win tickets to see Albert Pujols and the Angels against the Cardinals tomorrow night. He says he's going to be emotional. He said he's probably going to tear up. And you know Albert Pujols is going to be getting a standing ovation from Cardinals fans. So the game is sold out. You can buy tickets from scalpers, but they're crazy expensive. So we're getting you in Busch Stadium with a pair of tickets.
What's best case scenario, you think? The big Cards win, but like maybe Albert hits one out? I'm going, and I'll be honest, that's kind of what I
want to
see.
Yeah, you want them to have a home run.
Yes.
But you also don't want the Cardinals to get crushed.
Right, I want the Cardinals to crush Anaheim, I wouldn't mind seeing him hit a home run.
I know.
So he can get it, you know.
I know. You want him to have, like, the best experience.
I feel bad feeling that way, but that's how I feel. I'm just following my heart, guys.
I get it. I understand.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know, you want him to do well, but maybe lose. And that's it.
100% I want him to lose.
There you go.
Hey, listening, speaking of sports, St. Louis Blues, they broke the NHL sales record for merchandise within the first 12 hours of them winning the Stanley Cup.
Really?
Yeah, and the previous record was held by the Washington Capitals, who broke a big, long
drought the year before when they won the Stanley Cup. But the owner of Fanatics, which does all the licensed NHL and Stanley Cup apparel, they woke up the next morning and they were like, oh my gosh, the Blues sold like 20% more than the Capitals had in that 12-hour period. And you know what the thing is? Like, this is such a baseball town. You always see everybody walking around in Cardinal shirts. It's been so amazing seeing kids and people just everywhere you go. Grocery store, pumping gas, like wearing Blues apparel.
Yeah.
It's not a thing that used to happen a whole lot before.
Right, it's a big deal. Right, you always see the Cardinals stuff at the Blues games, and I think now we'll see even more. I mean, you see it, but I think we'll see even more blue at the Cardinals games, which is cool. What number's Courtney on here?
179.
180. That second 100 will get you. I've always
said. Hey, listen, I'll take over at 200. So we're going to 445. We'll be back in a few minutes, hopefully, with our winner on Y98.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and we are two away from caller 445 for tickets for the Cardinals-Angels game Friday night, Busch Stadium.
We're one away, because you did 443, so you're going to have to tell one person they didn't win.
Do you want the non-winner?
I said two away, right?
Yeah, you said two away. Do you want the non-winner?
I don't know.
Do you want the non-winner on air?
Yes, I do.
Oh, man. I'm ready with the delay.
Okay. Let me see. Hi, you are 444. Sorry.
No words.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Hello. You are caller 445. No, you're the winner.
Don't hang up.
Winner.
Don't hang up.
You're the winner.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No. We almost lost you.
I almost hung up again.
I know. What's your name?
Melanie Mitchell.
Melanie Mitchell. Yay!
Kidding me.
Cards, Angels, and Albert Pujols' return to St. Louis. You're going to be there.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you. Hold on. We will get you all your info, okay?
Okay.
All right. Stand by. All right, so congratulations to Melanie.
Yeah.
Did you hear me talking about those T-shirts that somebody's making?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, five.
I've seen them.
Oh. It's Arch Apparel.
No, it's not. Nope, it's not.
What one are you thinking of?
I'm thinking
the
of
the one that says, if you love them, let them go.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
I saw it advertised yesterday, and it was not. It's cool. Another company.
We didn't choose to let them go.
No, we didn't.
Right. He let himself go.
So yeah,
that sigh was priceless. She thought, I don't know what number she.
I know. Well, it gets with all the numbers.
Yeah.
I was even confused.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Melanie. She has those tickets. It's going to be a great weekend series with the Angels in town and the return of Albert Pujols. Real quick before we move on, cheer the latest update in this David Ortiz shooting.
Yes.
Yeah. I've not. What's the deal?
So now lots of rumors have been going around. A mistress and a hit on him because he was having an affair with someone.
Uh-huh.
Well, it turns out it was all a case of mistaken identity.
What?
So they say that the Dominican Republic's lead prosecutor says David Ortiz was not the target of the nightclub shooting on June 9th.
Really?
The target was another man who was seated near Ortiz wearing similar clothes.
So the guy thought that was him.
Yes. He was reportedly orchestrated by a man linked to the Mexican Gulf cartel.
Oh, boy. That's a rough one. That's one of the toughest.
Suppose, is that the one Jason Bateman's getting laundering money
no,
for?
No, that's different. They're similar. There's a little overlap. I don't mess with either of them.
Supposedly, he'd order this guy, the head of it, ordered a hit on his cousin who he thought ratted him out 8 years ago to the police. They have 11 suspects in custody and there's still two on the loose. How does somebody in the Dominican Republic not know who David Ortiz is?
Yeah, right.
I guess you're nervous.
Not a baseball fan.
You're about to shoot somebody.
Their LASIK surgery is set up for next week.
Something. I don't know. Well, congratulations to Melanie.
He goes back to his boss. He's like, you didn't tell me your cousin was David Ortiz.
You got the wrong guy.
Your forecast from Ashley Home Store. This is home, partly sunny today and a high of 83. And Lance Hildebrand, how are the roads during the 8 o'clock hour?
Not good here on 270 northbound. We had wrecks either side of Gravoy.
In St. Louis.
Don't you want to punch it a little bit?
I'll wait. In fact, I'm going to go the world to change. We keep on waiting. Waiting. We're waiting on the world to change. 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 Who? 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 Who on the show now? Who? 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 Who on the show now? Who? Who?
Welcome back, our friend Paige from the Events and Experiences Department of Entercom Radio.
With a very sassy new haircut. BT Dubs.
She got it cut not that long ago, too, and then got it cut again. You just keep going shorter and shorter. I like it.
Constantly reinventing yourself, Paige.
That's right. Always.
Like Madonna.
Without the eye patch.
So Paige is in here. If you didn't know, on Thursdays at about this time, we find out what our fellow coworkers think about us through different questions that are given to them. You pull 10 people each week, and you change this up, right?
I change it up. Yeah, depends on who's around. or who I feel like knows you guys the best.
Yeah, that really helps. Yes. But I like the ones that don't know us and what they think they know about us, too.
And then we get a little outraged.
Yes, of course. They're pretty right on, though, weekly.
Yeah.
We're being honest.
Sometimes.
Yeah. All right. So what do we have, a topic today, or is it just random?
Well, I thought with the first day of summer is officially tomorrow, right? So, you know, a lot of people might be going camping this summer. So.
Oh, no.
Who?
And I also saw that it striked this theme. So I saw that either today or tomorrow is National Hike with a Geek Day. So, Kevin, I don't know if you're going to be going on any hikes this weekend.
Wow. Well, Paige's getting in on the
ouch, you know.
I'm just kidding. All right, our first question is, who on the show is the most capable of putting up a tent without instructions?
Oh, good Lord, no one.
Yeah, I would say no one.
I can do it.
Oh, no, whatever.
I can, for my kids. I've done it before. They do backyard
without
camping.
Instructions?
Without instructions?
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Let me be clear about this. The instructions are not there.
Yep. It's not that difficult, people. Well, naturally, all the men would probably throw the instructions away anyway, right? Four people thought that Lance would do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three people said Jen. Thank you.
She does, because she knows how to.
Two people said Courtney. One person said Kevin. Tim, you're SOL.
Kevin got a vote. Impressive, Kevin.
I voted in this one.
There was no one in the office that day. All right, who on this show could start a campfire the quickest?
No.
Oh. Well, I always have a lighter.
Courtney, unanimous.
Well, I guess people didn't think of that.
Well, you're dumb, then.
Because five people said Lance.
Oh. Lance,
he's Bear Grylls.
Outdoorsy.
Bear Grylls, I love it.
Well, we're all the least out. We're more indoorsy people.
Oh, yeah. True.
Three people said Kevin, and one person each said Jen and Courtney.
Oh, man. Even with this beard, like, I'm not getting any of the camping
stuff.
They're like, nope, not you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. The beard's still there.
No, it's going. I haven't had a lot of time.
Okay.
Who on the show is most afraid of bugs?
Most afraid?
I think probably Jen.
Jen?
Yeah, I don't love
probably
a bug.
Jen. Or Tim.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a little undercurrent, a theme here going on.
Well,
you know what one of my favorite things to see is somebody that walks through a web.
And you're behind them. You can't see them. You can't see the web.
I did that Tuesday night. Yeah, I'm like,
we should do like a prank video with some like kind of web thing. And just video person after person.
Great.
It is a great little jig that they
do. Well, it seemed like our coworkers were kind of unsure on this one too, because three people said Tim, three people said Jen, three people said Courtney, and one person said Kevin.
Yeah, Lance. Lance puts everything together, but ain't afraid of no bros. Yeah.
I like this poll. It makes me very manly.
He's a man.
Yeah. Who on the show is most likely to get eaten by a bear?
Oh, wow. That's rude. Kevin.
Yeah, probably me.
It is rude, but Kevin.
Yeah. If the bear could catch him, the bear could catch him even if he's driving.
That's where Sarah throws him in the way of the bear trying to get out.
Six coworkers said Kevin.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Two people said Courtney.
They would take a whiff of me and be like, nah.
No, smoked meat.
Yeah.
One person said Tim. One person said Jen.
Still no Lance.
Yeah.
Your voice. Wow. You're getting credit for your voice.
Yes. You are. They don't know you, Lance.
Hey. Don't come near me, Mr. Bear.
And Lance kid doesn't know how to swim, so if he's near water, he'd die either way.
That's right.
Thank you, babe. Happy summer to you.
Thank you.
Who on the show now?
You're listening to Courtney and Company on
Y98. Listen for the best. My reputation.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents.
All right, Pioneer Woman. You watch her on the Food Network. You bake her stuff because her blog is amazing.
Old Ree Drummond.
Oh, yeah.
Very wealthy. You know, they have like more. What's the story, Lance? He owns more land than anyone else in
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Could be.
Yeah, he's a rancher.
Very wealthy.
Well, it's funny, for all the land he
ranches, owns,
yeah, she'll make some homemade lemonade and bring it out in mason jars to like five guys. She's always like, I'm going to make some stuff for the guys that are working on the ranch today.
She doesn't have that harsh of an accent. I don't even think she's Southern.
She's not. She like moved from the city, and that's why she's the Pioneer Woman.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen. I'm sure you guys are killing these references, but I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. She's pretty big.
She's big. Yeah. She has her own line of everything. She opened up a hotel in Oklahoma, like this boutique hotel with just a few rooms, and it's sold out until like 2027.
Yeah.
Wow.
But really? Not that far. But I mean, it's like way sold out, like a year in advance, and everyone who goes there says it's beautiful.
She's the cooking, what's their faces?
Property Brothers?
No, the couple.
Oh, Chip and Joanna.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got her own lifestyle brand. And her teenage daughter arrested for public intoxication.
I don't know why that made me smile.
I am so evil.
Because her life is like so homemade and put together, but her 19-year-old daughter Paige still got
let me give you a tip for barbecue lovers or for like 4th of July party lovers. Her recipe for salsa is the best, easiest salsa ever.
You throw all the ingredients into the blender, you blend it up, and it is the best stuff you've ever had.
Little tip, buy the fire-roasted tomatoes in the can, because you just throw everything in. It gives it a little more... It's amazing and takes 10 minutes at most.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's so good. All right. Let's talk a little St. Louis Blues. They're all over the joint. So there were three Blues left in Las Vegas last night at the NHL Awards. Craig Berube, head coach. You had Jordan Binnington, the goalie, and the MVP, Ryan O'Reilly, who is the only one who won at the NHL Awards. Those awards voted on, by the way, before the playoffs even start. So for people who don't really understand, like, and are complaining, this is why. But some of the other guys were in New York. So Colton Parayko, Pat Maroon, and Joel Edmondson were in New York. And it's funny, I first saw pictures of them yesterday afternoon because they stopped by that New York City Blues bar that we went to a couple weeks ago called Wood and Ales. And they posed with all the people who are working at the bar, which was cool. And then they appeared on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live. He played a game with them called Tonsil Hockey, where he'd tell a hookup story from someone's past, and you had to guess who it was. Was it Colton Parayko,
Pat Maroon, Joel Edmondson, or Shep from Southern Charm, yes, or Adam Devine, who were also on the show.
This guy once hooked up with a fellow hockey player's mom when he was a senior in high school. Was it Shep?
Totally Shep.
Adam? Patrick?
What's it?
Colton? Or Joel?
I'm going to say it was St. Louis's own Pat Maroon.
Yeah.
Yes! You hooked up with a teammate's mom?
Sorry.
They also, all three of them, did the shot ski last night.
Oh, of course. You got to do the shot ski. But here's the question. Is that teammate's mom still in St. Louis?
What is the story? Or was he not in St. Louis? Because a lot of times they leave the city.
Maybe. Yeah, he was maybe like 19 and playing for like a junior. Yeah.
But
something.
Don't you want to know the story now?
Oh, totally. I want to see a picture of this lady and know all the details.
Yes.
Congratulations to Barclay. The Blues puppy was named the best team dog
in
the
NHL. Does anybody else have a team dog?
There are a few.
It's not important. The point is, he's the best.
Okay. Yes. Well, I know that.
There was Ranger from the New York Rangers. Come up with an original name, people. There was one from the Ottawa Senators named Rookie. And
terrible team dog, if you ask me. Rookie.
There is some other
Didn't
one.
Didn't even watch all the games.
And Radar from the Islanders.
He's not bad.
Most powerful people in comedy. The whole list is online at Y98.com from The Hollywood Reporter. But some of our favorites, Julia Louis-Dreyfus and the showrunner for Veep, David Mandel, Mindy Kaling, which if you don't follow her on Instagram, she's a delight. Melissa McCarthy, Kate McKinnon, and Pete Davidson were the two they chose from SNL. Comedian John Mulaney, Amy Poehler, Adam Sandler, whose murder mystery movie on Netflix with Jennifer Aniston we talked about yesterday morning in the 640. It's on pace to beat Bird Box for the most watched movie in a week. Nice. On Netflix. It had the best opening weekend of any movie beating Bird Box. But somebody called up and said, you know, they said it was just good enough to not turn off. But he also said it had a Clue type feel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The murder mystery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
Sandman still got it.
Yeah, he does. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Time for celebrity birthdays. And let's talk about on this day. 44 years ago, the start of the summer blockbuster with what movie?
Jaws.
Yes. Hmm. Summer blockbuster phenomenon wasn't a thing until that movie came out. And it was the highest grossing film in movie history, $260 million in the U.S.
I just watched it the other night.
And it still holds up.
It does.
It's good.
It does.
Can't do it.
Really?
When I was a really little kid, there was a sequel. And they had a giant, like, three-story shark in the movie theater lobby, and I had nightmares about sharks, and I was taking swim lessons at the time, and I was taking swim lessons, and they pulled me out of the shallow end, because they're like, how old are you? And I said, 4, and they're like, no, you're not, you're 7, get on the diving board. And I wouldn't jump off, and they said if I didn't jump off, they were going to push me off.
What? It's because they didn't realize she was so freakishly tall. At 4, that people thought she was older.
They thought I was lying about how old I was.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And then we went to the theater and saw Jaws, and I like had nightmares about sharks.
Wow. You're revealing a lot about yourself. We gotta get to birthdays.
I know, it's work and therapy. Oh.
Or else we're gonna need a bigger segment.
Yeah.
33 years ago.
There you go.
Thank you.
Karate Kid Part 2 came out.
I am a man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero you've been dreaming of.
That was a good one. Man, when they do that thing with the drums. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Man, I loved that movie.
Okay, celebrity birthdays. This one's for Kourtney. It's her man from the 80s.
Oh, Jake from 16 Candles?
Nope.
Oh.
Jake from State
Michael
Farm?
Michael Shuffling.
Nope, and it's not Rob Lowe.
Oh.
It's your musical man.
Oh.
From the 80s.
John Taylor.
Yes, from Duran Duran.
On his birthday, I always post the picture of us together.
Nah.
I should know this because we're so tight. I'm going to say 58.
Close.
That's a reasonable guess.
57.
Nope.
I'm going to take 59.
Yep, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Another musical man from the 80s who's seen a resurgence with American Idol and with his, what is it, Geico commercials?
Lionel.
About dancing on the ceiling? Lionel Richie?
Ooh. I think it's All Night Long.
Or All Night Long.
Oh,
gosh. He's got to be, I'm going to say 68.
I'm going to say 71.
Really?
I don't know.
67.
Been around a long time. I'm going to say 72.
70.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Looks good.
Yep. He does. And also, St. Louisan, we just mentioned him earlier this morning with a frosty mug of A&W root beer. It's John Goodman's birthday.
Yeah. Look that up on YouTube. That commercial exists.
I'll post it later at y98.com.
Oh, speaking of him, while we're thinking, can anyone explain to me? He's in the new round of the Lou. Lou is always exploring.
Yeah.
That Sterling K. Brown did before. Now he does them. The lighting is insane.
Good or bad?
It's so bad. And the Sterling K. ones look great. It makes me wonder if he didn't shoot it in L.A. And they, I mean, it's the person. It's crazy. Part of the gimmick is the lighting in it, but it's, you got to see it. All right, nobody cares about lighting.
How old is he? I know you're such a producer.
72.
72?
No, I 64?
Who are we guessing?
John Goodman.
Did you hear what I said about the lighting? I'll repeat it.
I'm looking at trying to find my picture of John Taylor.
There it is.
What are the guesses?
He's 67. How old is Nicole Kidman?
Who takes a half hour to go to the bathroom?
John Goodman.
Nicole Kidman's 52.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Here's Lance with traffic.
There was just a big story about Nicole Kidman, how she may be bald.
What?
What?
Because she wears wigs all the time.
But that's what actresses do.
I know. I don't know.
Is it making her bald?
No. She has a ton of hair.
I mean, if you remember like her first movies when she was young, what's the one on the boat?
Yes, Far and Away.
Boat movie.
No.
Deep.
Jaws.
No.
Scary. Sam Neill's in that.
Yeah.
Calm.
Dead Calm.
Yeah.
Dead Calm.
Oh. Tons of curly hair.
Yes. I don't know.
Here's Lance.
Man, the lighting in here is rough.
Watching and telling.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kevin the intern, Tim Convy, Jen Myers. Lance is in the studio, but he's getting ready to head off for the day and then be back later.
Yeah, right.
Have a great day, Lance Hildebrand. We have your train tickets still to give away before we get off the air at 10 a.m. We'll give you a chance in the next 25 minutes or so. You win tickets to the train, Goo Goo Dolls show Saturday night at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And someone tomorrow morning will win the grand prize of a meet and greet pass and wine from Pat Monahan's own private label, Drops of Jupiter. We said we were going to talk about Pam Hupp earlier, but Tim, when you try to explain the story, Tim does not know the story because he wasn't living in St. Louis when this all unraveled and started going down. And there are so many layers to it that we can't really get into it. So try to find the Dateline episode where they talk about all of it. But suffice it to say, she's going to be spending the rest of her life in prison.
Wow.
Which is good news for the world.
Yeah. So she was up for the death penalty and basically didn't say she was guilty, but there's this interesting law where you can admit it's the Alford plea, where you don't admit guilt, but you can say, you can admit that prosecutors have enough evidence to convict you. And she's going to prison for the August 2016 murder of Louis Gumpenberger.
And Channel 2 ran the 911 call of her, and it is just heartbreaking for this poor, innocent man that she just used to try to frame Russ Faria. And she's just a despicable, despicable human. And her mugshot, she's got the bandages around her neck because she tried to stab herself with a pen or something. Right.
And she's smiling in the mugshot, like this sinister smile.
She is just pure evil.
She murdered someone else to cover up another possible murder. We can't, you know, because she was not convicted of that one.
I hope that gets reopened.
I don't think it can. I don't think you can try her.
Why? She hasn't been tried for it.
I don't know. There's so much.
It's not double jeopardy because she wasn't tried for it and convicted. I don't know.
It's a mess.
All I know is that Alford plea, the first time I heard about that was that Staircase show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He used the Alford plea, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the owl did it the whole time.
Yeah, that owl thing I don't buy at all. Either. All right. A couple other stories that we didn't get to this morning. A shocking number of people don't use deodorant. I don't think it's shocking. I think that people are more afraid of deodorant.
I don't use deodorant a whole lot.
Yeah, but you use something.
Sometimes I forget.
Like all natural.
One of my armpits doesn't smell anymore. Seriously, when I had breast cancer, they took out the lymph nodes and I don't sweat under that armpit.
Hmm.
And so there's no odor. And then for a while I was like worried about what kind of deodorant I should use. And I just didn't use any. And I would just shower every day.
So some days you just don't put anything on.
Sometimes I forget to put it on, yeah.
Under half of people.
Do you forget? It sounds like you're standing by. you're making it clear.
I
have it.
I put it on today, but sometimes I just forget in the morning. I do, because I went for so long without wearing it.
Oh, right.
I was trying to figure out what to do.
According to the survey, just under half of people, it's younger people, between the ages of 18 and 24, say they haven't bought deodorant in the past year.
And I know a couple of people are searching for more like natural deodorants. Yes. And two people said it to me this week. I just switched to natural deodorant. So I apologize if I'm a little stinky. Because apparently there's a transition where like with natural deodorant, you kind of smell for a little bit.
I tried for a little bit and it just didn't. I like deodorant. I'm a fan. It does great work.
But people worry about it.
I understand. I completely understand that. But that's a risk I think I'm taking.
At Y98.com, you can see the newest version of Monopoly.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's like Oreos. How many versions do we need?
This one's a little
cashless.
Cool. Yeah.
What?
Oh, and it has a voice-activated banker.
Oh, boy. Does he wear a monocle?
No, it's just a top hat talking to you.
All the banking's done electronically by voice control. Talking top hat.
Yikes.
$30.
Courtney has $30 in her account.
Yeah, I have no interest. I don't like the regular Monopoly. I'm not going to like this one. And then how long, they figured this out, somebody did, how long would it take the average person to blow through $10 million?
Oh, I would love to know this.
Oh, okay. Brewster's Millions. He had 30 days.
He had to spend it.
But if he did it, he got $300 million, Courtney.
You know what? I'm going to say $10 million. I'm going to say 6 years.
What?
I think you could do that in a year.
Are you trying to spend
it? The average American says it would take them this long to blow through.
Oh, I thought they were taking like lottery winners who won $10 million and how long until they spent it all, because so many of those people end up declaring bankruptcy.
Listen, if you're smart, you're not going to just spend and not do other things with it. That's the way it makes no sense.
You don't have to take an IQ test to win the lottery.
All right, well, what do you think the average person said?
Gosh,
more people said this answer, this amount of years, than any other answer.
40 years.
Mm-mm.
15.
10?
7.
I said 6 originally.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Why are you changing your answer, man?
I don't know, because you did. You made me doubt myself.
And here's the things that we would spend it on. I talk a lot about money on the show, don't I?
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for the big windfall.
Uh-huh. Big house, number one.
The splurge things are that's number one.
Yeah, dream big home. House.
Traveling.
Uh-huh.
Vacation home.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that watches that budget vacation home show on?
Yeah. Oh,
you can get some good property around the world for not very much.
Really? Here's the thing, though. If you have those millions, do you want a vacation home in the same place every time, or do you want to travel all over the place?
I want to be. I want some other
place.
I want another residence.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Because I won't always go to that vacation home. What?
You want like my in-laws.
Yes.
You want one in Dow and then one in Jersey, 15 minutes away.
You can't bring that up and not go through the story. It's just
it's just crazy.
His in-laws have two houses homes within 15 minutes of each other.
His mother-in-law bought her childhood home when it went up for sale, and they're 15 minutes apart. She lives in that home. Her husband lives in the other.
And their relationship's never been better.
And they meet up for lunch every day, and they're living their best lives.
Yeah. Do you even care about the rest of the stuff? Because I don't.
Courtney and Company, brought to you by Pedal the Cause. You have a...
Congratulations, Robert Lewis. He even gave me a little, hey, you're the winner. And he goes, woo! Robert has tickets to see Train and the Goo Goo Dolls Saturday night at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And Tim's recommendation of...
Pardon me?
Who's opening for them?
Oh, Alan Stone.
Alan Stone.
So sorry, I was prepping for this next segment. It's going to be smoking hot.
It's a threefer. Jill has two more chances for you to win. Paul has two more chances for you to win. And then that's it. Tomorrow, we draw the grand prize winner meet and greet with Train and a little wine tasting of Pat Monahan's private label wine, Drops of Jupiter.
It's time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
It's Bonafide or Bogus, and like I said, it's a smoking hot edition. I am your host, Tim Convey. Here is the deal. Here's how we play Bonafide or Bogus. I make a statement, and you guys say whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Your topic today, they're red hot. They're playing today at 2 o'clock. It is the women's U.S. soccer team.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to make some statements about them. You guys are going to tell me what you think. Sound
okay.
good?
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah. Here we go. Bonafide or bogus. To avoid any distractions, the whole team didn't bring their significant others to the 2015 World Cup.
That sounds true.
Yeah.
That
sounds
bonafide. It's bogus because Abby Wambach kissed her then wife.
Oh.
It is, in fact, bogus. But Carly Lloyd didn't let her husband come to the 2015 World Cup. The rest of the team, they did whatever. Carly, however, has softened her stance a bit, and she is telling her husband that if he wants to fly over, there might be some tickets under his name. up next, Bonafide or Bogus, the 8th Women's World Cup in 2015 remains the most watched televised soccer game in U.S. history.
Bonafide.
I'm going to say bogus.
Bonafide.
It is bonafide.
I'm going to go with Jen because she saw all
bonafide.
Of these.
Bonafide?
And by saw, you mean wrote?
Yes.
No.
And so she still can't lie about getting them.
I didn't know the first one. Uh-huh. He came up with that on his own, but I did write all of these and
go
give
ahead,
them
Tim.
To Tim.
Go ahead, Tim. Go
and
ahead,
it cost
Tim.
Me 38 cents to Tim's dollar that he gets paid.
Tim,
okay,
go ahead.
Oh, 25.4 million viewers to that one. Okay. Up next, bonafide or bogus. 31 years ago, the women's team wore hand-me-down uniforms from the men's team.
Oh, that would be sad.
That sounds bona fide.
Don't you think?
Yep.
Yes, I'm going to say bona fide. Go ahead.
Of
what's
course,
the answer?
Of course it's bona fide. Jen wrote these.
Bona fide?
But not all of them. Bona fide or bogus? Forward Alex Morgan is the only member of the team who also played for the U.S. team in 1999.
No.
Bonafide. I'm going bonafide.
Which one is Alex? Alex.
I'm going to say bonafide.
I know the answer to this one, I think.
What do you think it is?
I think she was 10 in 1999.
That is correct. It is bogus. She was 10.
Didn't stop you on the first day. I don't know why you're stopping.
I told you. He.
Because I bluffed because I called you out.
Hey, man, look at Rob Thomas, man. What's he, like 7 on the Blues? He's 19, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, she could have been really young.
What are you talking about?
Bonafide or bogus, finally. If they won the tournament in 1991, they would have had to divide $50,000 in prize money between 18 players plus the coaches and staff.
For sure.
Bonafide.
Yeah.
It is bona fide.
Bona fide?
And keep in mind, at the time, the men would win $250,000 for each player.
Oh my gosh, it is disgusting.
It's the first year the thing existed. They created something that didn't even exist. Yeah, why would they make as much as the guys that's been around
they're
for
generations? They're not going to make as much, but that's 50 grand to split between the team.
I admit, right. It's not a lot of money.
Wearing their the men's hand-me-down uniforms. They're still getting paid 38 cents for every dollar the U.S. men's team makes, and they didn't even qualify.
Well, we're talking more about the women.
I know. Good
sure,
job. Right? Good job, Jen.
Qualified or bogus?
Y98 is brought to you by Schnuck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.